Dr. Tommy Kuka explained that the interventions of the development partners in the fight against malaria had yielded results, reducing malaria-related deaths from over 400,000 in 2010 to about 260,000 deaths in 2018. She stated that the reduction was the largest ever achieved in the country, noting that low utilization of the distributed insecticide nets could reverse the achievement, and urged the committee to work towards a greater reduction through the engagement of the people on the proper use of the treated nets. The health commissioner highlighted the responsibilities of the committee to include coordination of all the partners in the malaria control and the monitoring of the progress on the campaign, including addressing issues to keep the work going.
There was actually low utilization of the nets. The nets were indeed distributed, but a lot of individuals had them in their homes, using them for other things, either hanging them on their door, thinking that that is adequate protection. But this, the net is for you to sleep in. What my hope is with this campaign, that we'll be able to support the individuals and teach them on how to utilize this net.
The committee is also expected to mobilize resources for the campaign. Dr. Kuka advised all the stakeholders in the malaria prevention chain in Ogun State to ensure that the committee comes out with a good result. Some members of the committee, in their various submissions, appealed to the state government for supports in the area of personnel and the commodities to enable the achievement of the set goals.
It's going to be good if we can get the local government people to use the same set of people that we used in 2018. Most of those people are still there. They are used to those devices. They are used to those in the secrecies that you need.
The ICTN is expected to work in about 8 years. They will also be responsible for ensuring state and local government coordination structures are established.
Members of the 2021 Ogun State Insecticide Treated Net Campaign Coordination Network were drawn from the state ministries, local government areas, security agencies, civil society groups, and other relevant stakeholders in the health sector. In Abeokuta, I am Wale Oluokun, Radio Nigeria.